what's up, you guys? Welcome to The Secrets of Social Media, where you learn all about the social media life. This is your host, Crystal Velasquez. Between Q2 and Q3 of 2017, the number of social media users skyrocketed by 121 million. Today, more than 3.2 billion images will be shared on social media posts. Here we have Destiny Marie, who's been very active on social media since a very young age. Social media is not always about the influencers, but as well as the fans. Fans are the key to influencer success, and many fans spend most of their days reading about their favorite influencers. Hi,
hey
Destiny. So to you, what is a social media influencer?
Honestly, it's as simple as someone who posts on social media, like Tumblr, Twitter, YouTube, Vimeo, if you use Vimeo. Something like that, something who, like, has an audience, someone who can actually, like, it's kind of like a celebrity, but, like, not as high.
How long have you been in this social media life?
Oh, God. Let me see, I'm 20 now. Probably since I was, like, 11, since, like, 2009, I want to say.
And how'd you discover this, like, platform of...
Of anything, like just social media?
Of anything, pretty much.
I grew up in a very, very strict Mexican Catholic household, and I was never allowed to do anything. And I had my times where I would sneak out, not the best places. So one day, I stayed home from sneaking out, and I was just browsing the internet. My uncle, he's my uncle, call him my brunkle. He's like my brother. So he's like, watch this video. This is a dumb video of, like, a hamster. After that, I was hooked. I was watching video after video after video. I made a Tumblr. I made a Twitter. All that stuff.
Okay, so has social media, like, ever made you feel less than since you see all these people, like, skyrocketing, making thousands of dollars?
I mean, when I was younger, yes, I was like, damn, like, what can I do? Like, when I was younger, I was like, I want to be a YouTuber. I want to be an influencer. As I got older, I was like, hell no. I'm like, I'm one of those people who's like watching from the side, like, I support you. I'm one of those people who's like, if you go through my Twitter, it's like, come on, guys, we need to support each other. Especially like, and I see people who are famous, like from YouTube or like those Instagram models who are kind of like jerks. And I'm just like, you just have a pretty face. And you know what? Good for you.
Like, how do you, like, keep up with all this? Like, since you are very active on social media, how do you keep up with all these people?
All these people? I don't have a life. I go to school and I go to work and then I go home. And then, like, it's just, that's it. Like, when I don't have a car, so when I'm on the bus, I'm watching, like, Shane Dawson. I'm watching the Dolan Twins. I'm watching who else? Like,
one of those big creators. Of course. Have you ever thought of, like, becoming something bigger just by watching all these people?
Yeah. When I was younger, I was like, this was in the time of Joey Graceffa, of Tyler Oakley, of, like, Shane, when he was doing all these collabs, when he was with Lisa. Like, I was like, I love these. I saw Shane's, like, daily vlogs on his second channel, which is now, like, his main channel. And I was like, I want to do that. So, like, you can go somewhere on the internet, and me, when I was, like, 14, 15, you see, like, some daily vlogs.
There's of course. Three. Everyone always starts, like, doing, I remember even myself, I was like, I'm going to do these videos when, like, lip singing was, like, a
gosh,
thing.
Gosh, those, I'm like, sorry, YouTube had it first before Musical.ly or TikTok. I swear to God, if I see one more ad for TikTok, I'm
Would bad. You ever, like, consider yourself, like, crazy obsessed with, like, these creators?
No, I'm not crazy obsessed with the creators. I'm crazy obsessed with the content.
Okay.
There's been times where I just wake up my mom at night. I'm just like, hey, mom, you need to watch this. Last night, I was walking home from 7-Eleven. I was like, mom, I need you to watch this. Like, sit down right here on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
Watch this video of these two kids dancing.
Like, have you ever, like, met any creators?
No, I've seen some, but I've never, like, actually, no, I met Shane Dawson when his movie Not Cool came out, really quick. It was in Burbank, at the Burbank Mall. I went to go watch his movie. He was there. I ran. I was holding, like, three bags. It was, like, my uncle's fiance. Well, at the time, it was just boyfriend, girlfriend, but, like, I was holding her bags. I was, like, there's glass in here. I can't drop this. I'm going to run with them. And I was in the line. I was like, I'm going to meet him. I'm going to meet him.
So, like, when did you meet him? Did you expect anything? Like,
no, I, like, have this mentality of don't have any expectations because either I'm going to get let down or, you know, I'm going to be surprised. But, like, I always try to have, like, you know, some people are not, you know, like they seem. Like, when people see me, they're like, oh, this girl's, like, super chill, super quiet. I'm like, I am kind of crazy.
Of course. And then there's fans buying tickets to events, buying merch, buying this. I know we were talking earlier how you bought tickets to this event. You ended up not going for who knows what reason. Now, you buying those tickets, like, what'd you expect from that?
Honestly, I didn't expect for it to be good. I didn't expect for it to be bad. I just expected to meet my favorite creators, and I didn't. But things happen. Can I say what it was?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, so I bought tickets to TanaCon, and it was bad. My friend and I were going to leave early in the morning on Saturday because they were like, oh, we're going to keep going Saturday. We're going to make things better. We're getting in the car, and I see on Twitter, I was like, nope. I saw a video that, like, they're like, no, there's nothing going on today. And I was like, we did not waste gas. That's all. I'm glad I didn't have to give him gas money because I am broker than broke.
Yeah, of course. So, I mean, there was many fans disappointed, many fans going on Twitter, Instagram, making YouTube videos, going on all these platforms, saying they were upset. How were you upset, like,
oh,
that
yeah.
It didn't, like, work 100%. Out?
I was upset. I was actually sad. Like, I was really sad because I was like, these people, like, I don't even know them personally. But that's the thing that sets them aside from celebrities, like, you know, the traditional celebrities, because they put their lives out there and we kind of know them personally. It's a weird thing. It's like sometimes I catch myself talking about them as if I know them. The amount of times I was like, oh, Mom, David, you're not going to believe what he did. She's like, you talk like you know these
them,
people.
Of course.
I'm like,
yeah.
They put themselves out there so that we do.
So obviously, being a fan of Ollie's, you start posting about it, you do that. Have you ever, like, gotten made fun of for supporting these people?
100% in middle school. So I hated middle school. Yeah, people were like that weird girl who's like always talking about these things that we don't talk about. Like, it wasn't like iPhones, like, were barely coming out. Everyone was still, like, I live in the valley. I live in, like, San Fernando, Pacoima area. And I went to school, like, right, like, in San Fernando. And, like, nobody had money for an iPhone. No one had laptops. No one had any of these things. And me, like, I was like, oh, but this YouTube and Tumblr and Twitter. And they're like, what is she talking about? So, yeah, I got bullied a lot for it. They're like, this girl's weird.
And internet friends are a huge thing on social media. Do you have any internet friends?
I used to, yeah. Actually, one of my best friends, kind of sad story, but one of my best friends, her name was Jacqueline Day. She changed her last name. It wasn't her last name, but she changed it. We were friends since 2009. Like, one of my first internet friends from Tumblr. And she was very amazing. I loved her so much. And still do. She passed away in 2013. After that, I just couldn't do that. Like, I couldn't find myself to make internet friends. I want to have that real interaction. Like, meeting through the internet is great. Because it's, like, another, like, way of, like, oh, we like the same thing. Let's meet each other in person. I don't think I can do, like, that internet friendship where we just don't meet. It just hurts. Like,
yeah, of course, since there's many people who are, like, miles away, and there's many people who don't understand it. Like, I myself has an internet friend since mm-hmm. 2012, and we're still friends now.
Yeah.
She lives in Canada. We FaceTime every so often, so it's
yeah.
like, it's crazy that, like, you have these friends and people don't really understand the
yeah.
concept of an internet friend.
That's my mom. My mom didn't understand it. She's like, you're just talking to strangers on the internet. I was like, what's the difference between me talking to someone through the internet and you having a pen pal in jail? Like, you get me? And that's what I explained to her. Because my mom, she loves me so much. And when my friend passed away, she was there kind of. She didn't understand it, and she was just like, I don't understand. You don't even know her. And I was like, Mom, I know her. I know her. She's my best friend. I know her.
You yeah, know of me? Course. So, like, your mom's reaction, like you said, was not that great. Like, you're, like, you're talking to a stranger. It can be a predator because, I mean, now social media has gotten so yeah. crazy. There's many predators out there seeking for stuff.
Have you seen Catfish? That show, like, I've seen, like, some things. There is, like, an episode where literally a 40-year-old man, like...
Yeah, acting like a very young person. So, like, obviously with this whole catfishing thing, how, like, what did you think, like, making online friends, people trying to talk to you, be like, hey, I like your page, I think you're cool, we like the same interest. Like, what have you thought about, like, those potential predators?
See, that's something that always scares me. Like I said, very Catholic Mexican grandparents who is like, everything is bad. You will never be safe. So, like, I had to learn to trust in people. I, for a long time, was not a people person. I was shut in. I was a hermit just watching YouTube, and I was on social media. And, like, as I got older, I was like, I need to grow. So, yeah, sometimes there were bad people, but I never, like, gave out anything personal. I think, like, earlier you're asking for my last name. I was like, nah, like... I don't think you can find a glimpse of, like, any social media I have with my last name.
Pretty much the same thing. Have you ever, like, been catfished and, like, can tell, like, right away, hey, like,
yes.
I'm catfished?
Yes, yes. And I know why, because I consider myself a catfish. Not because I use actual pictures of me. I'm not going to lie. It's all about the angles. Like, if you go look at my story right now, I'm wearing the same thing. I just don't really look like that. Like, I know my angles. But no, I knew they were catfishing me as soon as I said, hey, can I get a phone call? Like, can we talk on the phone? I love phone calls. I hate texting. Texting is the worst to me. And he's like, no. And I was like, please, like, you know, like, talk to me. Like, I'm just trying to be your friend. And then it was a girl. And I was like, that's not a big deal. Like, I don't care. Like, if you're a girl, boy, I don't care. But, like, it's the fact that they lied. You get me?
Yeah, of course.
And then they blocked me. I was trying to start a friendship through a catfish, and they blocked me.
And then, obviously, there's, like, these YouTubers, they start trends, like, weird trends. Do you follow these trends? Do you see yourself, like, going towards these trends because you see others doing it?
I had a thing for slime. I loved the slime trend.
Yeah, that was huge.
That was
still
good.
Ongoing,
do you remember
actually.
The Charlie challenge with the pencils and the cross? I loved that one. My mom hates ghosts. She's scared. And I'm like, Mom, look at this. Oh, God. What's another one? The condom challenge. But the first one, when you put it in your nose.
Oh,
have
that's...
you seen that? I never did it. But I was like, Mom, do. I tried to get my mom to do things. Okay, my mom thinks she's a chola. She acts like, she's like, smile now, cry later. Like, and I'm like, Mom, make a YouTube channel. I always get my friends, I'm like, instigating, like, my best friend Ken, he's like, what if I just start a channel, like, Groceries by Ken, just review groceries. And I was like, that's actually funny. Like, I imagine someone, like, no, I've never seen anyone do that. I've seen, like, beauty gurus or whatever, like, oh, this is what's in my fridge. But, like, a little Salvadorian boy, little gay Salvadorian boy, just like, this is what I got from El Super. Like,
yeah, of course. I mean, there's all these different type of YouTubers. There's vloggers. There's beauty gurus. There's
drama channels. That's
drama channels, of course. There's a lot of different stuff going on. Has, like, a specific influencer ever, like, inspired you to do something?
Yeah, honestly, Shane Dawson. I know, like, everyone's, like, on the bandwagon of Shane Dawson
now,
right now.
Yeah, of course.
But, like I told you, like, he followed me in 2013. One of, like, the OG YouTubers I watched, and Philip DeFranco. Like, I always, like, tweet about it. Like, I'm like, Philip DeFranco is my dad. I've sent him adoption papers in the P.O. box. Has not signed them. Has not opened them on a vlog. But, yeah, Philip DeFranco and Shane Dawson. Shane Dawson's, like... He has really dark humor because, you know, of his life, because of his past. I think one of the series, it was actually one of the first series, like, docuseries he started on his channel that people haven't really talked about was his dad.
Oh, yeah, that's very important.
And I relate to him a lot because I, you know, grew up poor. My dad wasn't in the picture. And it's, like I said, I was living with my grandparents and my mom, and my mom left. It was, like, a lot of stuff. And that, like, YouTube and social media wasn't my safe haven, and he was... one of, like, the OG people who, like, helped me, like, kind of get through my time, I had a laugh, but then he had those serious videos, like, with his mom, and I was like, it got me.
Yeah, I think influencers like him are just, like, very important, as, like, you're saying, people mm-hmm. don't grow up with a father figure, people go through stuff, they're very poor, they're still, you know, they're still, so they find a way to escape on YouTube, and it's very important, because there are many parents, there's many people out there who don't understand why fans are watching these people, or why mm-hmm. it's like an escape for them, mm-hmm. making them laugh.
It's you know? The same thing as listening to music or watching movies. I feel like a lot of people who see fans, like, oh, YouTube, oh, Twitter, Tumblr, Instagram, they're like, these, they don't take them seriously. But as someone, as a fan of music, who like even people like, I love Justin Bieber, they take them seriously. It's like, why can't you take us seriously? We're regular people. They're people. They're creating content. And yes, I understand it's not up to standard of like, you know, movies and television, but it's something for everyone.
What's like the weirdest thing you've done as a fangirl?
As a fangirl, I made a video. It's another video I made. It was literally titled Thank You Shane Dawson. I think it's on private or it's deleted or something. But it was the day I met him. I met him at Burbank Mall after his movie Not Cool came out, which is actually really funny. Yeah, I was like, in that video, I think it was like 20 minutes, 25 minutes. And I was like, thank you so much. You got me through my hard times. Meeting you was the best. I didn't get to really talk to you. I just said, I love your things. You really helped me through my hardest times. And he was like, smiled at me. And he was like, you know, thank you so much. It's fans like you that like really make my day, stuff like that. And I think that one might be like, not cringy, but like, that's kind of like, I you see me, like you see like a part of me in there.
Yeah, of course. I mean, there's these fans, they devote like their whole time and effort. Like I see it like on fan pages and stuff. Like,
okay.
Have you ever had a fan page?
I had a fan page, but not for any YouTubers. Can I cuss on this? No? Okay, so I'm not gonna say it. So my I see you. So we had my cousin and I shared a fan page from 5 Seconds of Summer.
Okay, yeah, the band.
Yeah, and just, we were very young, and it was just bad.
Yeah, of course. I mean, fan pages, like, it's just you're young, yeah. Tweeting, like, crazy, like, I myself, yeah, like.
I'll probably show you after, but, like, it's kind of cringy. We didn't take it seriously enough to, like, do anything with it.
Have you ever felt like an outcast because you were, like, a fan?
100%. I mean, like I said before, like, in middle school, no one liked me. Well, I had, like, some friends. I'm not gonna say no one liked me, but, like, no one really understood me because, like, they had, like, similar backgrounds because I came from a poor neighborhood. It's just the way I indulged myself in things, they indulged themselves in different things. And it was hard because now, like, it's cool. Like, do you get me? Like, now it's, like, cool to be on social media. Now it's cool to have, like, thousands of followers. Before, it's like, ew, you don't know these people. Like, why do you, like, do that? Like, it's weird to them.
And then, obviously, with influencers come merch. Like, have you ever bought merch? Like,
yes, 100%. I have the oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God.
And recently, did you ever, like, try convincing your mom, like, before, like, hey, buy me this merch. Like, it just came out.
Yes. The first Shane Dawson shirts that went Hot Topic. Uh-huh. I sound like a Shane Dawson stan right now. I know. I sound bad. It's just, that's the only merch I wanted. No, it was more at that time, because there wasn't a lot of merch. I was like, buy me band tees, Mom. Get me that Paramore shirt that pierced the veil. I was like a little emo punk kid, too, which made it kind
of
worse.
Of course, fans are making the internet. They're the ones that make these platforms so powerful. So, like, what do you think about social media being how it is now? Like, with saying a simple thing, it changes so much. Like, all these marches, all these things. What do you think about, like,
from a fan standpoint, when I see creators, like, taking a stance for bigger issues, it makes mainstream artists and mainstream celebrities really step back and, like, wow, this person actually has you know, some influence. And I think on David's blog, David Dobrik, he talked about, like, he didn't understand why coming out was a thing. He didn't understand why coming out was a thing. And he's like, it's a normal thing. No one should be able to do it. Like, him even saying something small like that, like, was a, like, I don't know. It was really cool. It was really cool.
Of course, many influencers feel like they need to explain themselves. But obviously, there is a private life that they live. Mm-hmm. So, it's just, like, them being in, like, this situation, like, hey, I don't want to say that. Like, there's many things, like, fans are making assumptions of, like, what do you think, like, when you think of something, but you're, like, do you want to know? Or you're, like, you know what? It's their private life. Let me.
Personally, honestly, if you're going to daily vlog and you're going to think my whole life and this, you're kind of giving up that privacy. Like, if you're making music, like, you do you. But if you're going to be, like, I'm going to let you in on my life. That's when a lot of drama happens, where it's like, this person did this. And I think that's where you see, like, your Jake Paul, your Logan Pauls, like, the whole thing with their ex-girlfriends or whatever. They let them into their lives, and then it's like, we don't see it because they choose what they cut out. Which also, like, as a fan, I'm not a fan of them, but, like, as a consumer, I could imagine, like, what they think, like, oh, well, they chop it up to make it seem like everything is better than what it seems. And some people find it fake.
Yeah, of course. I mean, there's many influencers out there not wanting to show that they, you know, they're upset. They're this.
That's understandable.
They put up like a fake figure to make other people happy. And would you like to see, like, creators as well as yourself, like, showing your real emotions out there?
Yes, because it's, like, another reason why I started watching YouTube is why I was, like, really into social media was because they were real people. They weren't actresses and actors who, like, had to, like, stay, like, together. They're real people who get to show their true selves. It's like, I wish more influencers were, like, last week, 2 weeks ago, was Mental Health Awareness Day. And I saw, like, a few tweets from YouTubers. Grayson Dolan tweeting about your self-help, stuff like that. And I really wish people, like, talked about, like, yeah, I have anxiety. I've been depressed. I feel like it's more relatable, but it's also, like, good to spread awareness. Stuff like that. Of course,
influencers need to show that side, because there are many who have came out say, hey, I suffer with this. Mm-hmm. So knowing that, like, they suffer as well as, like, their fans that make that, like, they make the fans happy, like, their escape, it's very important to talk about. So, like, with social media, like, it's just, there's so many platforms, Instagram, yeah, Twitter, and Snapchat, mm-hmm, etc. So what would you, like, how many platforms do you use?
All of them. I use,
yeah, like, every single one, obviously.
YouTube, obviously. Instagram, Twitter. I go on Facebook because my mom tags me on things. And Tumblr. Tumblr is, that one's very private for me. I don't share my Tumblr with anybody.
Yeah, of course. And with all this, it's, like, it's very important to know also an influencer stance, but a fan stance, what they think that, like, you know, it's not, obviously there are, you're crazy, like, not crazy obsessed, but, you,
like,
know,
the crazy,
you,
fangirls,
you want to know what they're doing because they're the ones that make you happy, and that's what people don't understand.
Yeah,
so we are coming to an end. Thank you so much, Destiny Marie, for coming. This is The Secrets of Social Media on KPC Radio with Crystal Velasquez. Thank you once again for coming.
Thank you.